So even now, Lord, we ask, Holy Spirit, would you guide us? So I encourage you, if you feel a prompting in the Spirit, and you're not sure, you know, nobody on earth has prophesied perfectly yet. So don't worry about sharing, having to be perfect. But if you just feel a prompting, be childlike, just share, pray, or prophesy, or give a word of encouragement, and testify that Jesus is good. Brother Neil, would you like the mic? Hi, Kelly. Good to see you.
Thanks, Ty. I've been a Christian a long time, and yet I've learned a lot more in the last few years than the first 30. And that's because I started to understand a little bit more what God's love was. And that might seem strange to some, but my sister was just over, and I turned 60 in 2 weeks. And we were talking about our past and how dysfunctional our family was. And yet, we're the only two that have ever gone to university of either side of the family, generationally. The first two. We're the only two that found Jesus, generationally. And then we led our father to the Lord, both of us. Generationally, we've gone around and preached the gospel separately, together. And my sister found it easier to find love. I didn't, because I saw my dysfunctional family and I protected my little sister. But the long and the short of it was, God was so gracious that he filled me with the Spirit when I was 12 and I called out to God. And I had this reassurance, didn't know what it was, and it took a long time to find that hope. That hope. And where it came from was a dark place in me. But God's love came to me when I understood fully, when I was crying out to God, I didn't know what was wrong with me, and I felt suicidal. And basically, I was a legal drug addict. Because I had so many injuries back in 2000, the doctors just pumped me full of drugs, and I got addicted. And every time I tried to come off, I thought the symptoms were there, but it was actually drug withdrawals. And then God spoke to me clearly. I heard his voice as I cried out to him 4 a.m. December of 2019. And he said, he's got this. And he called me clearly 3 times. And the voice was as real as I am hearing my own now. And suddenly this hope came within. And I went cold turkey on all the drugs. It was like coming off heroin, they say. I was hallucinating. I was hearing voices and it wasn't God. But as my mind came back, the hope came within. And the love of God started to understand for the first time. And that took time. And it's actually a journey that I had with brothers and sisters here. It took time. But never give up. No matter how hard something seems, we have the love of God inside of us. We just need to germinate it with prayer and a relationship that we desire to have with him, because he desires to have it with us. And as Simon was saying, he uses people. So all I can say is, take the love of God and shed it abroad. For the hope that's within you, people want it also.
So to understand testimony is a spirit of prophecy. Testimony in Hebrew and Greek has a connotation like, hey God, you did this, can you do it again? And God is like, oh yeah, I can do it again. So that's a spirit of testimony. That's why testimony is very powerful. So you talk about generation that you saw breakthrough. You know, I'm also first generation Christian. And then talk about darkness and then addiction. All right, that's 3 big ones. Can you go for it? Pray for it.
So
So those who can identify, you don't have to stand up and all that. It's just like, oh, if you can do it for Neil, I want that too. Whatever addiction or darkness. Darkness, a lot of time, is in the mind. You know, you are trapped there. Even though you are free, you smile and all that, but something just mess up your mind. And that can be from generation curse. Whatever it is, get rid of it. Or God wants to get rid of it.
Father God, we just thank you that truly you are a living God. We thank you that you created everything that we see, and more importantly, things we don't see. That may we all be granted a little bit more spiritual wisdom, spiritual guidance, the hope that's within us grows, and the love of God that passes all understanding grows within us. For it's hard to fathom as Jesus, being the perfect one, surrendered his life to be mocked, scoffed, scourged, and tortured to death. But he did that knowingly that we would be here today. He did that knowingly that the light of the gospel will be here today. He did that knowingly that the hope that he shed abroad for all of us today will go on for an eternity. So, Father God, the heart's cry is, let us be hopeful for today, and let us be hopeful for tomorrow, is we're going to bring the light of the gospel to those that are lost, to those that are lost within the fellowships and those that are lost without. For, dear Lord, we know that we've been commissioned to be sent out ones, disciples, to disciple others. That is my cry, that all of us become disciples of Jesus, empowered with the Holy Ghost power that fills us overflowing, so we go forth with signs, wonders and miracles, and people just only see what Jesus has done for us, and our response is, now Jesus can do it for you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's good. Anyone else? Oh, Millie, I thought that was a hand, no? Oh, just, okay. All right, like I say, this is a safe space. Eddie, I was going to call you out. Eddie shared some pearl of wisdom last night.
I was just thinking in worship of just something from this last week that I thought might be encouraging for people. So I'm a teacher, and I often spend my mornings very stressed out about the day. Because I'm constantly planning ahead. It's just the nature of the job. So I'm always thinking about things that are going to happen. And there's such a tendency to want to feel really planned, and with that comes a lot of stress. And so at the start of this week, I made a conscious decision to embrace peace and spend the first 4-minute drive of my day to work in worship and prayer. And I just wanted to share a couple of lyrics from a song that really made an impact on me this week. It's called Meet Your Maker by John Mark Pantana. And it says, you put no heavy weights on me. You say, come, rest and receive. All those years I was wounded by religion, you unwind me. You calm all my striving. You lay your peace over me like blankets. You put an end to my pretending show. You are the least religious person that I know. Pretty interesting to think about. And I realized while listening to this that I had quite a religious mindset when it came to spending time with God and what that looks like. And so I really had a real experience of his peace. And it really brought me to the verse today, Philippians 4:6-7, that you've heard 100 times. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I really identified with the transcends all understanding, because the peace I was experiencing throughout the day didn't really make sense. Because I'd have things going wrong in the classroom, kids, you know, all the complication with kids in schoolyard and things. But I had this peace that didn't really make sense to a natural or logical thinking, but it was God's peace. And I, really identified with the lyric, you calm all my striving, because I felt like I was striving, and you lay your peace over me like blankets, was such a lovely image. I loved that. And so this came through in the way I spoke with my students. I had more patience than usual. I was handling disturbances and challenges with a calmness and a peace about me. And I also found myself positioning myself each day with the thought, Jesus, what are we going to do today?
So, So a couple of things, obviously, don't be religious, don't be anxious, you know, don't take burdens that is not yours to take and share with Jesus because he's a bit stronger, and cast out cares for him. All right. Thanks, Eddie.
Yeah. Like your school. Oh, no. Don't have to put your hands up. Oh, that's that childlike faith. Yeah, Lord, we thank you for your presence that is always with us. Would you just break down any religious mindsets we have about where you are or how we have to find you or make time for you? Lord, I just pray that you would release that truth to our hearts that you are always with us. That you are with us, you are around us, you're in the people we meet. Lord, you are everywhere and we can always find you. You're a father with open arms. So I just pray that that would sink deep in our hearts today, and that your peace that transcends all understanding would come over us in a mighty way, Lord. Lay your peace on us like blankets. Let us calm all our striving, Lord, because we know you've got this. So we thank you for your goodness and your strength. Amen.
So doing church the way I understand from the Bible, not what we see, it's not always one or two that speak, you know. It's quite a heavy participation. That's what church is. When God calls the gathering, is that everyone have a part, an active part. Some a bit bigger, some people smaller, but everyone have a very important equal part to play. Anyone else? Chris, would you like to say something? I talked to this lovely saints. And you come from a church that is Saint Elizabeth. Yeah. Would you like to bring a greeting, Chris? You like our worship song. What else?
Yes, I love your worship song. We used to have a strong musical tradition at our church, and I'm afraid it's lapsed to some extent. I was very much a part of that. I have been associated with Saint Elizabeth's since I was 8 years old, when it first started. I'm now 80. Wow. And
one church for 72 years.
Yes, except that I had a bit of a break because I was a teacher in the days of the three-year bond. So my husband and I, newly married, were sent to Lee Creek to teach, Lee Creek Area School. But that was really a good experience. It did us good. We're associated with a lot of Aboriginal or part Aboriginal children and Aboriginal or part Aboriginal families that relied quite heavily on us as unpaid social workers. But my first husband deserted me when my children were 6 and 8 years old. At that time we lived in Townsville, North Queensland. And I was at a very, very low ebb, on the verge of a nervous breakdown. So I came back to Adelaide to be with my family and was embraced again by the St. Elizabeth's congregation, who became substitute uncles and aunts, and the men were role models for my two sons. It was absolutely wonderful. I also had very low self-confidence at the time. I had fooled around at university and not got my degree. I went back to study, working part-time at Flinders University in the acquisitions department because I had done some librarianship study in the Model School Library in James Cook University in Townsville. And then my superior in the acquisitions department said, "You're not going to get anywhere without a full degree. Why don't you cast yourself loose?" And I thought, well, I've got $3,000 saved. That'll keep my sons and me for a while. I just hope God is going to help me. find or get an allowance from the government, at that stage it was TIS, to continue my studies, to finish my degree and to do a postgraduate diploma in education, because I had some teaching subjects. And I had to resign from my job and and then enrolment was in March. I had to cast myself loose, and God came good. I got the allowance. I finished my degree. In fact, I got distinctions in my subjects. I majored in French and Italian with some Spanish and Romanian as along the way, and German. Yes.
So, Chris, I think...
It restored my self-confidence.
I think you are the youngest here. All right. You know, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Mm. So since you are the youngest, can you pray for us that we will have the steadfastness that you have, the faith? You know, you've gone through a lot. I know you mentioned a few things to me. Yes. Can you pray for us so that we can last the distance like you?
God, help us all to trust in you to overcome our difficulties and to use the talents that we have to your glory and to the benefit of you, of mankind. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Chris. Anyone else? Last one. Anyone else? Maria, you want to... No? Kelly, is that you? Two hands up? Yeah, okay. All right, this is Kelly. Own your power. Woo! All right.
Hello. Ooh. Oh, I could get comfortable up here. last week, the week before, I was at church camp for a little bit, and I got there late, and it was a whole thing in itself, but I got what I went there for, and I had some deliverance. Assistant pastor Melanie and her son Angus didn't give up. You know, we missed some of Toe's preaching and what have you. We had to come and get got. But it was right at the right timing. Oh, and what's your beautiful Simon, yeah. We just kept going and going and going, and like it was amazing. I mean, my whole life it's been about deliverance and battle and, you know, overcoming addiction and abuse and homeless, you know, the whole lot. And like that main one inside of you that has just kept me down all the time, the one that would say I'm worthless and this and that and rah, rah, rah. Yeah, well, not anymore. And I stand with that, and like daily, and it's like amazing. I'm still walking a lot out, and we'll just won't give up, but I won't have it anymore. I won't stand for it. He's a liar, and it's not true. And I'm feeling a lot more freedom, and just excited to keep on going and keep on breaking free and walking. You know, just like walking like this, and just talking to people, and just being God, just being love. Just every person uniquely to themselves, how God loves them. Speaking life, speaking love. You know, freedom. And I'm just excited about everything.
Now. You are quite right. You're very comfortable here. And you do have a preaching style that is very conversational.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I pray that you will have more release. Yes. And find a voice of your own. Yes. That you can preach the good news. As Simon talked about the kingdom of darkness, the Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. Mm-hmm. You have the spirit of power, mm-hmm. spirit of love, and self-control, self-discipline, sound mind, sound judgment. So, Father, we bless Kelly, Lord. Give her a voice, give her the authority, anointing to preach your word. Preach freedom. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He has anointed you to preach the good news. to bind the brokenhearted, to set the captive free,
yes, Lord,
to give sight to the blind, to proclaim release for the prisoner.
Amen. That is His heart.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, that Kelly is your mouthpiece. You're wanting to use her and mightily. In fact, the picture up on the slide right now, that big megaphone, that's Kelly. And Lord, so we just speak greater release over her now in the name of Jesus. We just stand against anything that would come against her in Jesus' name and say, be gone and no. And Lord, keep giving Kelly wisdom, Lord, of what to say no to. And just keep saying yes to your truth. All your promises are yes and amen, as we sang earlier, Lord. Keep her choosing you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Keep stirring up the good gift you've placed in her. Yeah. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Yeah. May she go forth in freedom. Hallelujah. Amen.
And as I break free, people will be free.
Amen.
That authority. In Jesus' name, we have authority over, so we can walk in that authority and just release freedom everywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
All right, I'll finish it off by telling you what happened to me over the last couple of weeks. So I've got a few things going on in my life at the moment, a few difficult things. But for the last two weekends, I've been put in a place where first weekend was church camp, and then last weekend I was in Melbourne at the Vineyard Leaders Conference. And, you know, my natural tendency is to, when I have a problem, is to just keep working on it and try and fix it. And I think we all have that tendency. And but the more we try and fix our things without God, the more burdened we become. And so church camp, and both times, so I've felt like I don't have time for church camp. I don't have time for the conference. I've got to be, you know, working on all my stuff. But it was so good to spend time with the Lord. You know, so on church camp, it's just a weekend of being focused on Jesus. And then the Vineyard Conference was the same. In fact, the first night, we just sort of a meet and greet, and we had a little time of worship, and then Kirk, our national director, got up and prayed and said, look, I feel like there's just a few of you have come here with heavy burdens and we just want to pray for you. So I dutifully stuck my hand up because I can't be bothered faking it anymore. That's good advice for all of you. Don't be bothered faking it. And it was so good. And the rest of the weekend just felt like a gradual unwinding of my soul. That the things that I'd sort of come with and came burdened with got unwound as I focused on Him. It reminds me of that song, I finally found where I belong in your presence. And if you think, we can do a sermon on this later, but if you think back to the Exodus where I started talking today, God rescued Israel and He first dealt with the spiritual. He judged the gods of Egypt. He dealt with the spiritual problem. And then He led them out through the Red Sea and dealt with Pharaoh's army. He dealt with the spiritual and then the physical. And that's kind of the pattern He does. He deals with what's going on in the spirit, and then, you know, our circumstances unfold as that gets into alignment with God's heart. So why don't you stand and we'll pray and finish. So come, Holy Spirit. Father, would you just unwind us? Lord, you made us to be in your presence. So come, Holy Spirit, now let us experience your presence. Father, we give you permission to rearrange our hearts, our emotions, the way we see you, the way we see ourselves, the way we see the world. Father, would you come and align our hearts and our minds with you? And Lord, would you send us out? Send us out from this place today, going as messengers of your kingdom, knowing that we've been rescued, we've been saved from sin, you've forgiven us completely, and we now carry your presence into the world. So we worship you, Jesus. We want to walk with you now. In Jesus' name, amen. So, let's have coffee. Unless there's anything else.
And keep sharing our stories.
Yeah, keep sharing your stories.